I'm Neo. Welcome into the Skeptic Arena. Today's story, Welcome to the Christian Coalition of America by President Roberta Combs. Welcome to the online home of one of the largest conservative grassroots political organizations in America. Why, thank you, Roberta. So what's your organization all about? She explains, Christian Coalition offers people of faith the vehicle to be actively involved in impacting the issues they care about, from the county courthouse to the halls of Congress. Roberta, I have a slight problem with that. The agreement was that ghost worshippers would stay out of government, and in return, you would not be required to pay taxes. It sounds like you've reneged on that agreement, Roberta. She wrote, The Coalition is a political organization. Roberta, if the Christian Coalition is a political organization, then you are clearly mixing church and state. That is about as un-American as you could possibly get. But I'll bet you call yourselves patriots, don't you, Roberta? She wrote, made up of pro-family Americans. Roberta, I recognize that code word, family. Everyone knows that really means you are a group of homophobes. She continues, who care deeply about ensuring that government serves to strengthen and preserve rather than threaten our families and our values. Roberta, if that were true, your biggest crusade would be against divorce, wouldn't it? But it's not. Your biggest hot-button issue is preventing gay people from forming legal families. You don't rally against activities that reduce families, like divorce, but you do fight against activities that increase families, like gay marriage. So you are not pro-family, you are anti-family. She wrote, To that end, we work continuously to identify, educate, and mobilize Christians for effective political action. Roberta, if you could educate fundamentalist Christians, there wouldn't be any more fundamentalist Christians. They would see fundamentalist religion for what it is, nothing more than a system of controlling the masses while the rich pluck their feathers. But you people have succeeded beyond your wildest dreams when it comes to mobilizing the flock for effective political action. Conservatives now control all branches of government except the presidency, which you will get as soon as the Koch brothers have settled on who our next president will be. The rich must laugh themselves to the point of hypoxia as they use devout Christian leaders to guide their flocks into the voting booths where they vote to destroy themselves. The rest of us would find it funny too if the tragic results weren't so devastating for everyone else. Now she goes down a bullet list. First, our mission. To represent the pro-family point of view before local councils, school boards, state legislatures, and Congress. Roberta, I'm afraid I have some rather bad news for you. The Supreme Court has already ruled against you on gay marriage. Now you freaks will be forced to resort to your abortion tactics. You know, like bombings, murders, violent protests, and all the things that define the devout Tea Party Christian. And just to be clear, over 60% of Americans support gay marriage. Since America is only 4% atheist, they could not possibly have been a significant factor. Most Americans are Christians. Therefore, it is they who have rejected your message of hate, Roberta. It is modern progressive Christians who have turned against you. Next bullet point. Speak out in the public arena and in the media. Roberta, you just gave me a great idea. If you want to speak out in the public arena, you could join Westboro Baptists at one of their protests. I'm sure they would welcome fellow bigots like you with open arms. I'll bet you would look hot in a rainbow-themed outfit and a protest sign. Next bullet point. Train leaders for effective social and political action. Roberta, I'll give you credit for one thing. At least you are open and upfront about your attempts to swap out our democracy for a theocracy. However, before you get your hopes up too high, you might want to read this about previous failed attempts. And in the Word document associated with this podcast, I provided her a link to Christian Amendments. You see, Roberta, Americans have never been particularly fond of those like you who try to take over the government. Next bullet point. Inform pro-family voters about timely issues and legislation. So, Roberta, did you inform them about the Supreme Court decision on gay marriage? I wonder how many suicides that caused. Well, I think America can survive quite well with a few less bigots. Next bullet point. Protest anti-Christian bigotry and defend the rights of people of faith. Roberta, playing the victim in a country where 99.9% of all government power is in the hands of Christians fails. No one is buying it. You are not being prevented from practicing your faith. You are being prevented from using government to force others to practice your faith. She wrote, effective citizenship begins with knowledge. Roberta, then you people are in big trouble. The earth isn't 6,000 years old. Global warming is occurring and is mostly caused by human activity. An invisible ghost with magical powers only exists in the minds of religious nutjobs and little children. She wrote, since its inception, the Christian Coalition has worked to provide critical education and political training to the pro-family community in order to challenge and equip individuals and churches to make a difference at all levels of government. Roberta, like I said earlier, all your efforts are failing. Most Christians are not buying your hate crap. Perhaps if you spent more time in the New Testament instead of the Old, you might be able to join modern progressive Christians who are helping to change our world into a loving, more tolerant place. Or you could remain as you are and do everything in your power to try to hold back the advance of civilization. But the dam is breaking, Roberta. The trends are obvious. You are losing, and you are losing badly. And the winner will be humanity, as your freak show becomes nothing more than a sad footnote in the history books that future children will laugh at. Perhaps one book might even feature a picture of you, Roberta, much like those pictures we see now of Christians protesting outside the Supreme Court against interracial marriage that makes so many of us do a double facepalm. Remember that battle, Roberta? Remember how bad you lost that one? Remember how you pro-family people worked so hard to restrict families only to members of the same race? How come everything you pro-family people get involved in always involves reducing families? Your God is a loser, Roberta. I'm not suggesting you become an atheist, because I know of no atheist who would want anything to do with you. But modern progressive Christians are more loving and tolerant, and might even be talked into forgiving all the hateful things you've done. They are New Testament Christians, and might even accept a hate-filled bag of pus like you, Roberta. She wrote, our hallmark work lies in voter education. Roberta, you mean voter suppression. Conservatives do everything in their power to attack the democratic process through gerrymandering and other voter suppression tactics. Roberta continues, each election year, Christian Coalition distributes tens of millions of voter guides throughout all 50 states, up to 70 million in 2000 alone. Roberta, by voter guides, I assume you mean that you tell people whom they should vote for. It's too bad most haven't been able to figure out how to tell the truth from lies. But what is even worse is that even when they find out, they don't care. Now I know why you call them sheep. She said, these guides help give voters a clear understanding of where candidates stand on important pro-family issues before they go to the polls on election day. Roberta, the only purpose of moral issues is to distract the masses with appeals to emotion. Why? A magician can't pick your pocket or remove your watch without first distracting you. Likewise, the rich can't transfer the wealth of the masses into their bank accounts unless they can distract them, and the most successful distraction technique is moral indignation. And while it is true that it only works on the really dumb voters, it is worthwhile because they are so numerous. Now she writes, our efforts do not stop with voter guides. We actively lobby Congress and the White House on numerous issues and hold grassroots training seminars and events all around the country that draw thousands of pro-family supporters and help organize activists on critical issues facing our country. Actually, Roberta, you people do everything you can to distract voters away from the critical issues facing our country and get them to focus instead on moral distractions. Two women getting married in Ohio affects nearly no one on the planet. Yet your flock of useful idiots is convinced to put the rich into power where they can fleece the flock by distracting their attention to Ohio. I have to admit, it is truly amazing how simple it is. When the rich realize that people who believe that the sun went backwards once, when ordered to do so by an invisible angry ghost, they knew that those people were dumb enough to believe anything. That explains why they can lie with impunity and not worry. They know their base well. Facts, logic, and reason are no threat to Republican control of the religious right. Roberta continues, today, Christians need to play an active role in government again like never before. Roberta, you can't even get elected dog catcher in America without campaigning with a Bible under one arm. Exactly how much more than 99.9% control of the government do you want? She wrote, if we are going to be able to change policy and influence decisions, it is imperative that people of faith become committed to doing what Ronald Reagan called the hard work of freedom. We are driven by the belief that people of faith have a right and a responsibility to be involved in the world around them. That involvement includes community, social, and political action. Roberta, if you had ever gotten as far as the New Testament and read the red print, you would have found a whole host of ideas for how you could help society. Unfortunately, you are more like those Westboro Baptist retards who stopped at the book of Matthew because they figured that God must have run out of ink. Now she writes, the Christian Coalition is committed to representing the pro-family agenda and educating Americans on the critical issues facing our society. Whether it is the fight to end partial birth abortion, or efforts to improve education or lower the family's tax burden, the Christian Coalition stands ready and able to work for you. Roberta, lower the tax burden? You people already avoid paying taxes, which are necessary to help support and defend our nation. And now you want to reduce family tax burdens further? Who do you think pays for those roads you use to drive to your church? Who pays for your fire and police departments? When your church catches fire and you pray to God, does he ever come? No, he sends the fire department, and even then, only if you've paid enough taxes to pay for one. Roberta, there is a price to pay for living in a society and reaping its benefits. You people are doing everything in your power to collect the benefits, but you want everyone else to pay for it. She wrote, in politics, every voice counts. If you are interested in having a positive pro-family impact on your government, then Christian Coalition is your organization. Roberta, if you Google the KKK and go to their webpage, you'll discover that they are good old Christian boys, just like you guys. Westboro Baptists and the KKK. You are in great company, Roberta. Though I doubt Jesus would approve much of your friends. And she concludes by writing, "Your involvement is critical to our success. Please take some time to investigate the resources our site has to offer and decide how you would like to get involved." Roberta, I just did. After reading the crap on your site, I had to go take a long hot shower to clean myself. Just reading your hate-filled writing caused my brain to scream for a rape kit. And now we move to the science segment. Today's story: chameleons' swiveling eyes are not as independent as once thought. When the researchers showed chameleons a double image of a tiny insect moving opposite directions across a computer screen, the reptiles focused first on one image with one eye, while the other eye wandered. Suddenly, both eyes locked on one image, a nanosecond before the reptile cocked its dart-like sticky tongue and fired at will. There were a few seconds of indecision when the chameleons were deciding which target to shoot at. If the eyes were truly independent, one would not expect one eye to stay put and then have the other eye converge. But researchers found that once the chameleon made its decision about which target to fire on, it swiveled the second eye around to focus on the same simulated fly that the first eye was locked on. This behavior pattern suggests that the second eye has knowledge of where the first eye is directed, that the chameleons are able to track objects moving in opposite directions before deciding which one to target, suggests that their eyes are not really independent as many have believed. In contrast to humans, who have to turn their heads to have a wider but still relatively narrow field of vision, chameleons enjoy a wider field of vision with the ability to swivel their eyes each in a different direction. Called voluntary strabismus, this ability enables the chameleon to minimize its body movements to reduce the likelihood of revealing its presence to those it hunts as well as to those that might hunt them. Chameleons, of which there are over 200 species, are denizens of tropical climates and deserts, but widely kept as pets the world over. They have intrigued scientists and non-scientists alike with their ability to change color and skin textures and their seemingly roaming, independent-looking eyes. And now we move to the final segment of the show, famous quotes. Today, Mike Furman. I have no personal data on him. Here's the quote from Mike Furman. "I refuse to believe in a God who is the primary cause of conflict in the world, who preaches racism, sexism, homophobia, and ignorance, and then sends me to hell if I'm bad."
Are you ready, Goose?